Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Bet. About to take a look at the fourth Mishnah dealing with Psulei Edut and perhaps Psulei Din. Ve'elohen HaKrovin. So beforehand we dealt with Psulim Derabanan of Masachet Kubi, etc. Now we're going to look at those relations that are considered Karov and therefore Pasul. Achiv v'achi aviv, so his brother, his father's brother, v'achi imo, his mother's brother, there's three so far, u'ba'al achoto, his sister's husband, u'ba'al achot aviv, his father's sister's husband, u'ba'al achot imo, his mother's sister's husband, there's six, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, u'ba'al imo, his mother's husband, meaning his stepfather, v'chamiv, his father-in-law, v'giso, which is a brother-in-law, in this case, wife's sister's husband. Hein uvnehen v'chatnehen. This person, their sons, and for right now we'll read it, their sons-in-law, are all pasul to dan for each other. V'chorgo levado, your stepson is pasul, only he, not his sons, etc. Alright, so we have 9 plus 1, meaning we should have 27 total psulim here, because this person and his son and his son-in-law, plus chorgo levado, so it's 3 times 9 plus 1. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zumishnat Rabbi Akiva. So he says, that's all Rabbi Akiva? Of Mishnah Rishona, which normally takes a back seat, but here Rabbi Yossi is promoting it, as we'll see later on. Dodo, his father's brother, Uven Dodo, his father's brother's son. In other words, the only ones that are psulim are people with whom you have a relationship of inheritance, which means mother's family's out. And we then add only somebody who is a karov at that moment. If he was a karov at some point, but at the point both of the event and of testimony, he's not a karov, then he's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, let's say that his daughter died and his son-in-law is the father of his grandchildren, so in other words, there's still a connection, Hareza Karov, the son-in-law is still a Karov. Now we're going to stop at this point, we'll go back to the next piece, because this really belongs to Mishnah Zayin. We're looking at not Mishnah Vav, really belongs to Mishnah Zayin, we'll take a look at that later. Okay, the Gemara asks me in Hanimili, meaning how do I know that a relative can't testify? Let's start with the basics. The Tana Rabbanan, very famous pasuk, Lo yim tu avot abanim, the Torah says, fathers cannot be killed for sons, and sons for fathers. Each dies by his own sin. Look at pasuk number 1. Matam lorar. What's the teaching? If it's to teach that fathers don't die for the sins of their children, and vice versa, then rekfar anemar ish pachato yumatu. The end of the pasuk says that. Aloyim tu avot abanim, meaning beidut banim. They can't die by the testimony of their own sons. Uvanim lo yimtu al avot, be'idut avot, by the testimony of the fathers. Uvanim b'avot, b'avon avot lo. Wait a second, you say children don't die for the sins of their fathers? V'aktiv poken avon avot al banim, in the famous passage, God remembers the sins of the parents to the children. So hatam k'shosim ma'aseh avotem b'idem, that we already resolved as being only when the children continue to behave like the parents, they don't have the out of saying, that's all I knew. Kedetanya, as we saw in the following brayta, Af ba avonot avotam itam imaku. This is in the Tochacha. Shalzin maseh avotem b'yedem. That's only when they continue with the behavior of their parents. Tomer shalzin oenu elok sheinochzin. You may even think you suffer for the sins of your parents even when you don't continue their bad ways. Shomer ish pachato yumatu. When it says each man dies for his own sin, or shalzin maseh avotem b'yedem. The only way to resolve that is to say when they continue in their parents' bad ways, then they're punished for that. But if not, they're not. V'lo v'aktiv v'chashtu ish b'achiv. In the same Tochacha it says, a man will slip over his friend, and the drush is ish b'avon achiv, meaning one person's sin will hurt another. And that's where we learn the principle, kol yisrael arvin zevazeh l'mitzvot. We all have responsibility for each other. The answer is hatam, meaning that you are responsible, and you do suffer for someone else's sins. The answer is hatam shayim b'edam chod v'lo michu. That's only in a case where you had the opportunity to protest and stop the person from sinning, and you didn't do it. Okay, so far, we've built our case that our pasuk demonstrates that avot cannot testify against banim and vice versa. Ashkechan avot lebanim uvanim lavot. And by the way, the use of the plural avot here means it can't be talking about your own father, it must be talking about father's brother. So therefore, we know now that uncles and nephews can't testify against each other. V'chol shekein avot lahadari. So certainly brothers can't testify against each other. So banim v'banim v'nalan. What about cousins? How do we know that the sons of those brothers can't testify each other against each other? So the answer is, im ken lichtov kralim to avot al ben. Avot al ben. My banim, why does it say banim? Tafilu banim ladadi. They even say cousins to each other. Ashkechan banim ladadi. So far all we know is cousins to each other. Banim la'alman nalan. How do we know that two cousins or two brothers can't testify against the third person? In other words, to not to testify against each other, but to join as a kat. Machama svarahu. Makes sense. It's a very interesting possibility raises. Eidim can't be zomim until they both become zomim. If you think the two brothers could be testify against some third guy, then what's going to happen is the eid zomim, can only be killed because my brother, who's the other eid, become huzam. That means I get killed because of my brother. So Rava says that doesn't work, because according to you, the Mishnah that says, if you have three brothers, and there's an outside guy, what you have is three groups for Edut. Brother one and the guy, brother two and the guy, brother three and the guy. And Edut achat la'azama, but as far as Hazama goes, they need to all be Muzam. And if that's the case, then one brother's paying because of the other brother. That doesn't work. The answer is Hazama comes from the outside. It's not essential to the Kat. So that's not your proof. That's not how you could say why two brothers can't testify against the third guy, because they're going to generate each other's hazama. That's not true. It should have said, loim tu avot abanim uvein alavot. Inami heim alavot. My uvanim, why uvanim? Afilu banim la'alma, meaning also banim cannot testify as a group to others. So ashkechan krovei'av, by the way, everything we're talking about here is Krovei Ha'av, meaning father's relatives, paternal relatives. Krovei Ha'im Menal, and how do I know mother's relatives are out, as the first Mishnah, first part of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah. Hamakra Avot, Avot, Trezimni. It says, Loim tu Avot, Avanim, Vanim, Loim tu Al Avot. It says Avot twice. Imenu Inyan the Krovei Ha'av, if it's not there to address the father's family, which we already got, Tenu Inyan the Krovei Ha'im, it must be addressing the mother's family, which is the next step. Ashkechan L'chova, so far all we know is to testify against. L'schut menalan, how do I know I can't testify for? Hamakra, yum tu, trezimni. It says, lo yum tu, right? Ishpechato yumatu. Right? So it says yumatu twice. Imenu inyan L'chova, if it's not there for what yumatu means, which is to kill, inyan L'schut, it must be there for the other one, which is to benefit. Ashkechan b'dinin afashot, b'dinin mamanot menalan. So far, everything we've said is talking about dinin afashot, about getting somebody killed. How do I know it applies to dinim omenot alone? Amar kra mishpat achad yelachem, minu mishpat hashav elachem, a pasuk that is very selectively used to demonstrate that the legal system has to have a coherence and an integrity in which it's consistent. And therefore, the rules for dinim nefashot apply to dinim omenot. There are many exceptions to that, of course. Now, Rav and Rav Nachman both make these statements, expanding our list a little bit. Amar Rav, achi aba lo ya'idli. Okay, we know that my father's brother can't testify against me or for me. Hu uvno v'chatano. And the rule is, he, his son, which is my cousin, v'chatano, or his son-in-law, which is my cousin, married to my cousin, can't testify against me. So af ani lo ya'idlo. So I can't testify against my uncle, which, by the way, ani uvni v'chatani. And based on that, I or my son or my son-in-law, which means that now my son can't testify against his great uncle. V'yamai, havele shlishi berishon. If you think about it, Rav has now expanded us beyond the parameters of the Mishnah. The Mishnah always talked about sheni berishon, meaning a difference of one generation. Here we've got a third generation not being able to testify against the first generation. V'anan sheni b'sheni tanan. Our Mishnah only talks about a sheni b'sheni or sheni berishon. Sheni berishon tanan that we have. Shlishi berishon lo tanan. We don't have shlishi berishon in our Mishnah. So he answers first, my chatano diktani matniti, when it said chatnehem, your sons-in-law, means chatan b'no. Heim uvnehem, these guys, their sons, v'chatnehem, and their sons-in-law, of the sons. So if that's the case, then v'litni ben b'no, just say their sons and the grandsons. So the answer is milta gavorche kamashlan. It's teaching us, incidentally, to baal ki ishto, that a man and his wife are considered one, so therefore a man's son-in-law is like a man's son. Okay. But Valahatatan Rabbi Chiya has an observation about this whole thing, which is Shmonah Avotei Shein Esrim Ba'Arba'ah. There's eight principles, which leads to 24 invalid witnesses because of Kirva. So Hani Tatin Vitartin Have. According to you, though, it shouldn't be 24, it should be 32, because you have the principal, then you have his sons, and then you have that son's sons-in-law, which means you now have four groups. The principal group, then his sons, and then that son's sons, plus that son's sons-in-law. It should be 32. Let's go back to the drawing board and say Chatan in the Mishnah means son-in-law of the principal, not son-in-law of the son. Because and now we're back where we don't have a source for Shlisha Berishon. From my car, Chatan Beno. So why did Rav call him Chatan Beno? Because since he's an outsider, we consider him like a second generation. But if that's the case, then you found that a Shlisha B'Sheni is Pasul. And Rav says a Shlishi B'Sheni is okay because they're too far apart horizontally. El Rav Damar K'Rabbi Elazar. Rav is saying like Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer K'Shem Sha'achi Abba Lo Ya'id Li Hu Uvno V'Chatano. Rabbi Elazar said this exact thing. Just like my uncle can't testify for me or against me or his son or son-in-law. Kach Ben Achi Abba. Similarly, his son Lo Ya'id Li can't testify to me, who of Novachatano, or his son-in-law, which is Shlishi B'Sheni. That's where we got this from. So Rav can't say that, because Rav said Shlishi B'Sheni is good. So Rav said, like, Rav agrees vertically that it goes down to Shlishi, disagrees with him horizontally, it only doesn't go to Shlishi B'Sheni. It only goes Shlishi straight up, Barishon, and one over. So my time at Rav, why does Rav say Shlishi Barishon is possible? He's parsing it differently, right? Which means the rabot dor acher, loyim tu avot albanim uvanim. So a third generation. For Belazar says albanim amrachmana psule davot shari abanim, which means you shoot everything down one generation. And he says even shlishi b'sheni is no good. Okay, Amram Nachman. Amram Nachman said achi chamoti lo ya'idli, my mother-in-law's brother cannot testify to me, which means my wife's uncle. Ben achi chamoti lo yaidli, so that mother-in-law's brother's son cannot testify for me. Ben achot chamoti lo yaidli, and the son of the sister of my mother-in-law can't testify. V'tana tuna, and our Tana supports that because he says baal achoto. What does our Tana say? Baal achoto, in other words, his sister's husband. Uval achot aviv, or his father's sister's husband. Uval achot imor, his mother's sister's husband. Heinu v'nein v'chat nehen. And remember, when you reciprocate that, when you turn it inside, when you symmetricize it, if you will, and turn it inside out, then that means that it's going to be the son of my mother-in-law's brother. Rashi kevinan be'ula ibaylan. So we were asked the question, achi chamiv mahu. What about my father-in-law's brother? Ben achi chamiv mahu, or his son, ben achotem chamiv mahu, or his, my father-in-law's sister's son. We learned achiv, achi aviv, achi imo, heinu v'nein v'chat nehen. We have that in our Mishnah. Okay, Rav Ikla lemizban gvili. He went to buy some parchment. Bominen, when they got there, they asked him the question, can a man testify against his stepson's wife? So, Basura Amri Baal Kishto. In Surah, they said he can't, because a husband and a wife are the same. Pumbadita Amri Ishaka Baala. In Pumbadita, they said it differently. A woman is like her husband. Now, there's Machlok Rishonim, whether they're saying anything different, or just using different verbiage. The Amrav Hun Amrav, Minayin Sha Ishaka Baala. How do we know that a woman is like her husband? For this, Dichtiv, Ervat Achiavicha Lotikale Ishto Totikav Dorotchahi. You can't have relations with your father's brother's wife. She is your aunt. She's not your aunt, she's your uncle's wife. So what do we hear from that? That your wife, your father, your uncle's wife is like your aunt. In other words, Isha Kavala. Okay, the next piece in the Mishnah said, Uval Nimo Hu Uvno V'Chatano. That your mother's husband, stepfather, and his son. So Ibn Ainu Achiv, you think that's your brother, meaning that you think that you're their maternal brothers. No, you're talking about somebody who's a stepbrother. That's what we're talking about. Avchista achshav achliach. Rav Chista disagreed and said a stepbrother is pkasher for edut. Amar leshmiel achad Rabbi Yirmiya. Didn't you hear Rabbi Yirmiya's interpretation of the Mishnah? Amar lo shmiel. He said I never heard it. Klamar lo sfirli, meaning I don't accept it. He achi hanu achiv. So if that's the case, then they asked Rav Chista that Baal imo beno is achiv. So the answer is tan achiv mina avik, tanu achiv mina aim. So we have two achivs. We have achiv, a paternal father, and a maternal brother. Rav Chista avi chatan avi kala meidin ze al ze mechutanim, meaning the father of a chas and the father of a kala can testify against each other. They're like the cover of a barrel. They're passing quickly and they're not related. Interesting, a person could testify on behalf of his fiancé. Ravina said that's only to testify about something that'll make her lose money, like she owes money. If something that's going to give her money, he's not believed because the assumption is later on he's going to be getting hands on that money. Valohi, we disagree. Lo shnal afuki, lo shnal luyo, it doesn't matter whether the money is coming in or coming out. Lo mehiman, we don't accept it. So ma datech, Rabbi Marchana, what were you thinking? You were thinking of Rechia Barashi, Barami Mishmei Deula, Ishto Arusa lo anin v'lo metamila. If you're affianced and a woman dies, you don't mourn for her, and if you're a kohen, you don't go to the funeral. Chini lo anin v'lo metamilo, she doesn't mourn, she doesn't have to go to the funeral. Meta in New York, if she dies, you don't inherit her stuff, which you would if you were married to her, and you do all those things if you're married. Meitu govek tuvata. If he dies, she collects the ktuva, govek tuvata. So you thought, therefore, that he's not related to her and he could testify. And then we started saying, testify only for this, only for that. We said, he can't testify at all. What's the difference? Hata mishirota l'achmana. There, the Torah connected the issue of you testifying. Of you inheriting or being an onain with Sheiro, being flesh of her flesh. And Akazilav Sheiro, that didn't happen yet. Hacha mishumi kurvadatahu, but here it's because you have an emotional and a financial connection to her, veikurvadata legabai. And that you already have. And therefore you can't testify for her or against her in any case. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up a chorgo levado in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.